So you found your way to Wonderland.
I'd ask the man, Adam.
Really, I didn't think that.
Ah, but that's the point. If you don't think, you shouldn't talk.
Down the rabbit hole. With
Warning.
Idiots.
The views expressed on this show are not those of Disneyland or any of its affiliated companies. This is a talk show that does not represent any single other organization or club. These are idiots talking about stupid shit. If you're under the age of 18, tune the hell out. All right, so Tommy.
What up?
What's going on, bud?
Nothing. Another day, another day.
Another day, another dollar. What are we doing today, Steph? Anything?
No.
No?
No.
Is your microphone on? Oh, hold on. This is your microphone.
Grab that one. That's the wrong one.
Is that Missy? That's Mississippi Missy microphone.
That's for any guests that come up here and sit on the desk. Desk?
Hey,
is that bougie enough?
We have new communication methods?
Yeah.
We brought
What is that?
No,
I don't know. Who brought a walkie-talkie?
No.
Gray goose to mother hen. Gray goose to mother hen.
Damn it!
Oh, this is the fucking shock controller?
Take it away from him!
Yeah, baby!
Oh, shit!
Oh, fuck yeah!
Woo!
So anytime you feel the need.
Hey, somebody should have...
Jesus Christ, that hurt!
Somebody should... Wow, that's awesome.
Damn it, if you do it again, I'm not doing this. Fuck! Ow! Shit.
That's way too much fun.
I can actually see his arm smoking a little bit. Jack actually smells like bacon when he starts cooking.
Hey, you should check this, Steph. You should check this thing out. You should test the battery. You should test the battery.
Holy shit!
What's the matter? I don't see what the problem is.
So basically, now,
how many of these are you taking today?
Just one.
No, those don't. But these don't count.
No.
That's bullshit.
Hold on, let me see it. Well, first of all, before we get started, we are live on YouTube, Twitch, and Facebook all at the same time. Right, Jack? This week we're actually live on all.
We are live. Okay. Excellent.
Did we get Jack to sign a waiver? Did he sign a waiver for today?
No, he did not. He did not.
We need to.
But anyways, we should have had a waiver, definitely. It's not that I think Jack would sue us. I think if he dies on the show, we might need the waiver for legal matters after that.
Oh.
But anyways, so we've got, we're live on Twitch and YouTube, and people are tuning into something. They have no idea what's going on. But basically, I don't know how to explain it, Tom. Like, if you tuned in right now on the first time and we say that we're shocking Jack because we're doing a fundraiser for our legal defense fund.
Yep.
How would you break that down to somebody?
Well, I didn't shock Jack for that. I shocked Jack because it was
fun. That wasn't me.
I shocked him just... I shocked
that was
him.
He reached across and grabbed it.
Yeah, so no we are in the midst of a
Shit. Okay, let me see that bracelet real quick. You hand that to me while Tom's explaining why we're in the middle of why we have legal.
We are in the midst of a legal dilemma, and we are.
He was so happy to get that off right now.
At a very fast clip, trying to raise as much money as we can to defend ourselves.
Now, Tom, why would some knuckleheads like ourselves be in a legal dilemma?
I don't really know the answer to that question because the whole thing doesn't make sense to me.
You want to help him out with that? He's having a rough time.
Sure.
Fuck! Shit! God damn it!
You said help him out.
I'm not going to make it.
Fuck, that was like 100, dude!
Hey, he just changed it right now.
Oh, shit, I almost shit my pants, bro. Oh, fuck.
He must have changed it. It's not where it was at. I'm pretty sure Tom just set up Jake right now.
What the hell does he mean it was at 100?
Oh, fuck.
I haven't had control of it for like the last 10 minutes, remember?
Holy shit.
I haven't had control over for the last 10 minutes. Just remember that part.
All right. I just want to put out there that I did not sign a waiver.
Did that even get you?
Yeah.
My goodness.
You said help him out. I was helping him out.
Dude, I was just going to test it out to see how much like I could handle was, so I know what they're getting.
That was for Missy because she wasn't here.
Fuck, but that was at 100 right off the bat.
Because I know Missy would have done that to you, so that was for Missy who's not
it
with us.
It still tingles. Oh.
Yeah, it's like a...
Oh, look, okay.
I have two little, like, marks on my... like, cattle prod marks.
Can you believe this is supposed to be for a dog?
No, that's animal cruelty,
that's
man.
That's definitely animal cruelty.
That is what those are for.
Okay, so
shit.
If somebody could put this back on Jack.
Okay, so anyways, you explained that we're being sued and we have a legal defense fund. So basically, some people contributed some money to actually shock Jack during the show. Yes. So I think that's what's going
to
happen.
I believe Sarah Elator gifted her shock to my mother for her birthday.
I'm pretty sure.
Really?
She did.
Today is Mama B's birthday, so a special happy birthday to my mom.
To Mama B?
A.K.A. Mama B.
You know, I was thinking about Mama B earlier today, and I was reminiscing of, you know, her different times on the show.
Yep.
And I just remembered, like, all the good conversations that we've had with Mama B.
There's been several.
Yeah, there has been several.
Any of those you can remember in particular? Or is there...
You know, I'm going to look. I was looking, and I think I can pull up something real quick. Tom, talk for a second. Let me see if I can find this.
So,
this
I think Mama B-ism. Yeah, I think I know where he's going with this.
You can have a clue if you had a choice right now.
Oh, when she was going to wipe out an entire race.
I think we all
of
were.
Individuals. I think at that's. One point. I think that's where I would go. That's the direction I would go.
An entire race. Yeah.
Yep.
Of people.
Yep.
Let's see. What show was that on?
Is this racist?
Is everything racist? Hold on. Let me see if I can pull that
the
out.
Most aptly named show we've had.
Well, you guys talk. I'm going to find this real quick because I've got some enlightening words from Mama B to help celebrate her
thing. And, you know, something that came up last week that we didn't cover. I know we've talked about this Ancestry.com thing and, you know, finding out what your ancestry is.
Uh-huh.
Did you see they've had a significant dip in their memberships or the people wanting to find out?
Nobody wants to get charged for murder.
Right.
Well, yeah, and I know where you're going with that, and because of the Golden State Killer.
Correct.
The Golden State Killer, apparently they found him because they didn't know who he was. They ran all of his DNA through all the police data searches, FBI, all that kind of stuff, FBI, and they never found any DNA matches.
Correct.
So they took his DNA, and I guess there's a free website out there, and it's for doing genealogy researches, and people can upload their DNA profiles and stuff like that. So they went in there. It's a free service. They ran his DNA through this free genealogy site, and bam, they came up with some very close relatives, and they tracked down his sister or something like that, some close family members, and next thing you know, that's how they caught him. So yeah, so a dip in people like going for DNA tests.
Yep.
I mean
they got it. They got it the right way. They sent a subpoena, and it says right on there that it's not confidential.
Right.
So
the fact that there's a company out there that's responsible for holding millions of samples of the world's DNA, this is kind of disturbing.
Yeah. So if you're gonna kill somebody, don't submit your DNA to a genealogy website.
Or if you plan on killing people in the future.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Because there's a good chance you're going to get caught.
But it wasn't through one of these pay sites. It was through a free genealogy.
And then they tracked his family member down, and then they took a DNA sample from his trash.
Well, I thought they already...
Because trash is public.
So they submitted his.
Yep.
They found the nearest relatives. Then they started going after the nearest relatives'
and they did
DNA,
it, yep.
And then they made a match.
Yep.
Through
and
his
they
trash.
Got it, they got the wow. trash, and wow. then they made a match. Through DNA they had on the case.
Wow. So.
They found them through a Starbucks cup.
Pretty crazy, right?
Yeah. Not literally, of course, but...
Yeah, something like that.
You would
that.
Never think that. You're like 80 years old, and you just throw away your trash like normal. Next thing, they show up at your fucking door.
Next thing, you
hey, Jack,
SWAT
is there, any, is there any policies on Twitch or YouTube that we have to abide by that are different from what we've been doing on Facebook?
Not particularly that I've noticed.
Cursing
you have
is
a
okay?
microphone.
That means I
not
didn't...
Not particularly that I've noticed.
That means I didn't check.
Yeah, that means he has no fucking clue.
No, I looked through it. It's the same type of stuff, like no racism.
No racism?
So no racism.
Racist, what if you have a black man on the panel? Doesn't that count for something?
I'm thinking that they're probably looking for the Heil Hitler type stuff, so as long as we don't do that, we're fine, which I don't think anybody here does that.
What if the black guy does it?
I think that cancels out.
Just having sex with dogs, of course.
Be a guest.
Awesome.
I think that just, I think that would just make it cancel out.
It's probably not as good as having sex with dogs, of course, but
probably not.
Well, anyway, so back to Mama B. Today is Mama B's birthday. For those of you that don't know, we do this show at Tom's house, and Mama B is here, and she's very entertaining. She has that thick Boston accent, and every once in a while she'll come down and comment on the show. And I just so happened to run across today, you know, because it's Mama B's birthday, so I thought I'd like play some some clips of when she's been on the show, so people can. And Mama B will be out here later. She's going to shock Jack. So here's the first one that I came across. Hold on, come here, Mama B. Come here where we can hear you. I know you. How did you raise this boy? Oh, give her the phone.
I do love the Asian.
Hold on, hold on.
Oh shit!
And I don't like Asian people. They are sneaky, slimy bastards.
There you go. There you go.
Well, I think Tom pretty much nailed it.
Told you.
Where's Nana when you need her?
But I do like the friends that I've met through the club.
So you like five Asians, but the other couple billion, fuck them.
They can die. Okay. Gas them out.
Why don't you like Asians?
Because they're sneaky, slimy bastards. They're taking over our fucking country. They're sneaky, slimy, snaky nothings.
What about Lawrence? Didn't we just have Lawrence here a couple days ago?
I like Lawrence.
Lawrence is cool.
Yeah, she said all the people that, so they're all safe.
Oh, my God.
They're in the bubble.
Well, Lawrence is Filipino, right?
But you know what?
So that's actually considered Pacific Islander.
I feel my blood pressure.
No, Spaniard.
I feel my blood pressure going up so high because I just don't like these people.
But you like Chinese food?
No.
No?
Not here.
Not
here. Only on the East Coast.
East Coast Chinese food?
Yep. Nope, I can pass it up. But don't talk about the, don't ask what we hate. I could guess these people in a moment. There you go.
Well, there you go.
You know, Tom. So anyways, we made her a birthday card today. Jack, I don't know if you can find that image online, but we made her a birthday card today, and we did all in Asian writing with an Asian background and everything.
That's why it was in
Asian. That's why we did it in
Asian.
I'll
bring it up for everybody. By the way, I do want to point out that is those expressions were said by a guest, and they are not particularly the views of Radio Underland.
No, they're not. No, they're not. Even if Tom is allegedly.
Just my mom, allegedly. Yeah.
Jack, so what you're telling me is like stuff like that we can't do on Twitch?
Welp. It's nice while it lasts.
Questionable.
It's all fine and good.
We're going to find out.
Until somebody complains. And then the second somebody complains.
And then we can figure out exactly. Because here's the thing. Like they have a particular set of rules and standards just like everyone else does.
Right.
And so it matters to what level that they really want to go with it.
Really? And Twitch, what are we doing on Twitch? Isn't Twitch just a bunch of like prepubescent teens playing video games with acne?
It's actually more than that. So Twitch itself is, it's basically watching people play games. So it's kind of like when you were a kid, you'd sit over at your friend's house and you'd watch him play Mario while you were Luigi, but you never got to play because Mario didn't die. So it's kind of like that, but you're watching someone else do it, and that person happens to be usually funny or a hot chick. We are neither.
Yeah, we're none of that. Is there shows on there like our show on Twitch?
Not entirely. There are. We're particularly in the IRL channel.
What the fuck is IRL?
It means in real life. So we are
in real life.
We're in the blog section because that's what we would categorize for them. We're categorize as a
now?
Blog.
What? So this is real life?
Yes.
IRL.
All right, IRL, baby.
Mm.
So it's basically them trying to get podcasters like us onto their particular service. So.
Wait, we're a podcast?
I guess so.
I think so. I think that's what we shoot to be.
Did not know that.
Brandon, can you rename that camera? Because we had so much tech shit going on. Because the camera for Steph is totally like, you just frame him up in the center or something.
Oh, that's a good setup by our tech people.
Squeeze the handle and move it. Yeah, our tech. You go. Our tech team is fucking on it today.
I know you're.
So these shows on Twitch, you've watched some of them. Like who's the biggest talk show? Like IRL.
There's not really a talk show. We're the as far as I can tell.
We are the flagship show.
It's honestly hard to find things on Twitch. It's not. It doesn't operate like YouTube. If it's not live, it doesn't really like matter.
So how the fuck are people going to find this show?
Because we're live. We're going to show up. I don't have the numbers for Twitch.
Jack, if there's not already shows on there.
Stop!
I'm sorry. The guests were complaining that there's not enough shocking going on.
Yeah. I'll try to scoot that a little
further
away.
I'm going
to
start counting those.
That was for the guests.
Jesus.
I won't do it anymore till later.
Everyone would like to know that we actually have one viewer on Twitch right now.
One viewer on Twitch. There's probably somebody in this room.
Hello, awesome. Twitch viewer.
Yeah.
It might be me just watching, just checking
it's probably
out.
Just
some
us.
Of those kids get paid, man.
Yeah, they do.
For playing video games.
Yeah, they just play for hours on end, and people watch them and donate money to...
There's one, them. I think his name is Ninja or something like that. He gets like $500,000 a month playing Fortnite.
Really?
$500,000.
Do you play Fortnite, Tom?
I've played it. I haven't really gotten into Fortnite, but I've played it.
Hmm.
Steph? Never played it, surprisingly.
No? Hmm.
First-person shooter game or what?
It's kind of a that idea, but it's like Battle Royale, so there's like 100 people at a time.
Gotcha. So it's like the Call of Duty kind of along that vein.
Yeah, but like in
open world.
Yeah, but in like a silly cartoon type of way. It's a cool game. It is a cool game. It's very well done. Very well set up.
Gotcha. All right.
And it's free.
And it's free. It is free to play. Yeah.
You just have to have an Xbox or a Sony PlayStation or something like that.
PC.
An online account.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. I got it. Yeah, so anyway, so I guess we're going on Twitch. So, Mama B needs to come down because she's entitled to 10 free shocks on Jack during the show, and she can just
was
do it randomly.
Was it
10? I don't know. Sarah, I don't know.
Sarah,
how many was
five,
it?
5, and then Joe, I believe, can't make it, was what I last heard.
And yeah, he donated his 5 to Aaron, right?
To Aaron.
So Aaron gets 5?
Gets 5, Mama B gets 5.
And then I got 5 from someone else, too,
no, you
right?
got 10. You got
and
10
And I think
on
I
Brandon.
Should get at least 1 on Tom.
I don't know. I don't like that idea.
He shocked me like a ridiculous amount of times.
That might be fair enough, though. Maybe.
1 on Tom. I think Tom should take 1.
I think doesn't Brandon get a couple, too?
Yes.
Brandon
gets
10
by Stefan.
I think 10.
I get to give you 10?
Yes. Because Anna that won the raffle last week won 10. I think 10 on both of them. I think that's what we said. If I went back to the tape, I think it was 10 on both of them in that raffle.
Go back to the tape. It was just 10 on Brandon.
And she donated those to Stefan.
To me. Well, thank you, Anna. I really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Well, then we can't get called for the race card because that's black man to black man, so we're safe.
Anna, I won't safe. Let you down.
Perpetuating black on black violence.
That's right.
Yeah, perpetuating black on black.
Jack, I'm very happy to see that you've got your 2 gallons of Gatorade again today.
Mm.
Loading up.
Was the control?
Oh,
here we go.
Look who has arrived.
I am now officially handing this over.
I think Mama B is getting ready to take control.
You need to show her how to use it. Yeah, right?
Just press the red button.
All right, and you can't hold the button.
Yeah.
Okay. Just give Mama B that microphone.
Just press this button.
Yeah. You can give her. Turn it on the bottom, Brandon.
No, you don't have to tell me when. It's just.
Yeah, don't hold it too long. That thing's pretty hot.
Don't hold it for a minute, and then I'll probably have a heart attack.
The length that you hold it actually determines.
Thank you, Sarah.
Yes.
Don't be like Nana.
Thank you, Sarah.
Don't be like Nana when she tried to take out children at Disney and wouldn't let go of the controller on the ECV. You got to let it go so you don't kill him.
Oh, thank you, Sarah.
Now, Mama B, I wouldn't expect you to be somebody that would actually want to shock somebody.
This is the last thank you, Sarah.
Okay, the last thank you, Sarah. All right.
She really appreciates Sarah.
I guess she does.
She does.
I guess she does.
I'm wondering if she would have more fun shocking Brandon.
Oh, yes.
The voice of the people right
wow,
there.
Wow, that was like an instant. Well, there wasn't even any thought behind that.
Mama B. Mama B, in honor of your birthday today.
Oh, no.
I'm going to donate 5 of my shocks. No, you know, let's go big. Go big or go home. Take them all.
All 10 shocks on Brandon.
All 10 shocks.
Awesome.
It's your birthday.
Hey, what's the range on this thing?
Tom, since it's her birthday, she should choose who she can shock.
No. Oh, shit. I don't like this fucking plan. What are you pointing to me for?
That's your mother right there.
I know, but she gave birth to me. She loves me. She wouldn't do that to me.
Hey, Mama B, when's the last time Tom was an asshole to you?
He's an asshole to me almost every day, but I love him.
You love him?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think he needs to get shocked for being an asshole to his own mother?
Yes.
Well, if I did it that way, I'd have to shock him and Rachel.
And there it is.
She said dicks. Yeah.
You told me to choose.
Wow.
Wow.
See what she wants to shock you and your wife.
Yep. I think we just stick with Brandon and...
Interesting.
What's the range on this thing? Do we know?
Huh?
What's the range on this little walkie-talkie thing?
I have not checked it out. No, you see, I'm wondering how far back can you go before... He can't feel it anymore. Yeah, before the remote control doesn't work anymore.
The reason I
say
that is like if she took it inside and we just didn't know when shocks were coming.
I think it's Bluetooth. I believe it's like 30 feet.
Yeah,
so but that's still pretty substantial.
Yeah, she'd probably be too far away.
Yeah, that's hanging out in the living room watching TV and.
You know, I'm looking at my notes online, and I submitted like 5 stories to Trello today, and I think Jack just got fucked.
I'm pretty sure he did.
It's kind of hard to concentrate and do a show, Tom, when you're watching a fat man sizzle like bacon in the distance.
I know. Are we going to start smelling smoke?
It's making me hungry.
Just think of the calories you're burning right now.
I don't think that's how it works.
It is right now.
I'm pretty sure it does.
You're like shaking and gyrating all over the place. You are definitely you are burning calories for Fleur. For sure.
For Fleur.
For Fleur. For Fleur.
Yeah, something like that.
I know.
Well, you know, anyways, hey, I noticed that our friend...
I think Jake, I think Missy wants you to be shocked.
I already shocked
the shit out of me.
I shocked Jake for Missy. I did that for... That was
at
for 100? Missy.
At 100.
I didn't know what it was on.
He got me at 100.
Stefan said... But then he got me at 100.
Tom, yeah. I say we play a little game right now, me and you.
What are we playing?
We start at 5. We both do it at 5, and we see how far we can go.
Oh, God damn it!
And first one to crap out is a big titty.
Look at all
bitch.
These. Look at all these sons of bitches in the audience volunteering. Be like, yeah, I'll take it.
Actually, you know what? Because of the way electricity travels, you guys can actually put your arms together
and shock each other.
So if we touch tips.
Well, no. If you cross streams.
Yeah. Lots of streams will get shocked.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
Let's see who can take the biggest shock.
We got shocked at 100.
Yeah, we got shocked at 100.
Yeah, so we pretty much know how bad it gets.
Mm.
What about Aaron? Look, I'm not taking more than what this one's at right now. No. This hurts.
Very interesting. So, Tom, today I was reading this story. Okay. And it was about this couple that faked son's cancer and took in thousands from GoFundMe accounts.
Terrible.
Terrible.
They should be killed.
They should be killed. Isn't that what we're getting sued for? Not for doing that, but for pointing out that somebody was doing something like that.
Allegedly. I think I read too that the son visited the Syracuse Orangemen football team.
Yeah.
They made
an
arrangement so he could go visit the entire team, and obviously that's what they said, that he had cancer, to go do that.
Yeah, I just thought that was kind of ridiculous.
And they raised a ton of money.
How much? Do we know how much they raised?
That I do not know.
I don't know. I don't see it here in this article that I'm glancing over right now, but they raised a considerable amount of money.
So that's the key. Just tell everybody you have cancer.
Oh. Well, it's kind of interesting. Doing the show and...
Jack, are you all right, Jack? You look like you're having a seizure over there.
He's
doing
the funky
okay?
chicken.
He's starting to sweat.
He's in a dancing mood.
Was that the third one? Was that number three?
I don't know.
That was number one.
That was one.
No,
Jack's counting. Believe me, he's counting.
Jesus.
Jack, is your heart starting to beat a little faster over there? Yeah? For real?
It's like working out.
I still got like 7 of these.
Yeah, he's keeping track.
You should have said you have to wait till Mama B's done and then not let nobody else do it again.
I don't know if he's going to pass out or bust a nut.
No, I got 2 more times.
Yep.
No, not with Jack. You have like 7 more times because he gave you all. You have all 10 of Jack's.
No, Aaron took
he's
the other
5.
Yeah, Aaron.
Oh, Aaron's got the other 5. Okay,
I have 10 on him.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, yeah.
Yeah, 10 on Brandon.
Me quickly.
That is very true.
Whose idea was this? This was a great idea.
Oh, man.
I think this should just be a permanent part of the show, so when one of these tech guys fucks up...
he's going to fall out of the fucking chair. Oh, why are you grabbing your heart, Jack?
No, I'm fine.
You sure?
He's fine, really.
Are you right-handed?
Did we work out?
Yeah, you're not going to jack off for like a month. You're not going to masturbate for like a month.
I'll find a way.
I'll find a way.
Four or five.
You'll have to left-hand it.
Switch hitter.
They've named your move that you're doing the Shaq Jack.
Shaq Jack.
Yep. Sarah named you. Same.
So anyways, shout out to our executive producer, Brandon Morris.
Brandon now? Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about anybody, huh? No, Roxy, no Cotton Candy Nightmare.
Yeah, Mama B's already wanted to jump over to Brandon and start shocking his ass. I don't think Brandon's going to be as calm, cool, and collected as Jack is when he starts getting shocked. Shout out to our executive producer, Brandon Morris. Cotton Candy Nightmare for all your patch and sparkly stuff. That's cottoncandynightmare.com. And that's Roxy's shop, and she has a bunch of cool little frou-frou stuff. Shout out to Tricky Dickie's Tonics. You can hit them on their Instagram at trickydickiestonics.com for all your beard oil and beer shampoo and stuff needs. And if you want one of these Radio Wonderland hats that actually me and Tom are both wearing, you can go to, www.facebook.com/silkhearts. And then, of course, Tom, I am drinking our favorite bottle of Pete's Pickle Juice. With that orange whiskey flavor that we love so much.
And another big thank you to our executive chef who's actually in the house tonight, Aaron. Thank you for always providing excellent food.
Yeah, he showed up at like 30 tacos tonight, and they were fucking bomb.
Is there any place you want to plug?
Yeah, what's the name of your place where you work at? Rosa Maria's.
What is this noise we're getting? Hold tight.
Where's it at? Rosa Maria's and what?
Just Rosa Maria's.
Rosa Maria's. Yeah, okay.
It's a little kitchen I run.
In Southern California. In what? Where's it at?
In Fontana.
In Fontana.
Address? I mean, phone number, you know? I mean,
if anyone's in the Fontana area, it's off
Cross
of,
Streets.
Baseline and the 15.
Baseline and the 15. Rosa Maria's. What happened?
What is going what on happened? In the back? In the background over there.
Next one. What's wrong, Brandon?
I was getting the chair and I got shot.
Who's got three more right now?
He's
Mama
got
B?
Nine more of those too.
That seems like a pretty.
Hey, how did it feel, Brandon?
It fucking hurt.
That seems like a pretty fair deal. He was getting a chair and he got shocked.
Yeah.
I think he should be up there with you guys.
Yeah, Brandon, why don't you come over here? Steph, can you scoot over one chair?
I sure can.
Where's that other microphone at? So Brandon can sit right with us and be on the nice
I got
big
the other
camera
mic right here.
Where he's all, he dropped his phone. He doesn't even know it. Or he dropped something. I don't know. Play musical chairs. Hey, we're missing a mic. One of the Missy's mic. Oh,
no,
you got it?
No, I got the mic right here.
Okay, and then Mama B's got the... Oh, the other mic was using reception. It's way over there. Okay.
Ow!
Okay, all right. I'm gonna give
whatever you do, at least keep a 1 foot distance between you and I at the moment. I don't want to be shocked by... Yeah, association.
I'm just watching the instant replay if you get shocked on Facebook Live. That's fucking
Rosemary
hilarious.
Is in Fontana.
That's too.
All right.
Oh, shit.
So, Brandon...
Yes.
So that was your first shock.
That was my second shock. Thank you.
That was your second.
I don't
shock.
Know if that first one counted because you weren't on the air.
That first one, that one certainly.
Which
counted.
Microphone are you on?
Is it? I'm on this microphone.
Okay, gotcha.
All right.
So, anyways, seriously, Brandon, what's going on right now? Anything that you need to let us know about? Like,
it fucking hurts.
Are we doing any raffles for the Legal Defense Fund or anything like that tonight? Hold on. What's up,
there
Jeff?
There we go. Let's talk about that.
More on. Hold on. Hand him that mic, Jeff. Or hand Jeff the mic, Jack. Okay. So what's going on with you, Jeff, Mr. Jeff Braganza, that's here tonight?
Well, right now we are raffling off the Voodoo Crew number 13 pin, and also LE50 Princess the Corpse Bride pin.
Now, that pin was an LE50 pin.
Yeah,
there's only 50
of those made.
And the Corpse Bride from
the Corpse Bride movie, and it's Emily, and it's in the Seasons fashion. And then we're right now we have 64 people that have bought 64 spots that have been bought.
So it's a raffle ticket. So if somebody wants to get a raffle ticket, you have 30 minutes left, and it's a 1 out of 50 made.
Yeah,
Corpse Bride pin.
The Corpse Bride pin is an LE50 Seasons pin.
Uh-huh.
And then we have the Voodoo Crew, which is an LE100 Those are the hardest ones to find because we only made 100, not going to release anymore.
And that was donated by your son,
that
correct?
That was donated by my son, yeah. It's the number 13, that's pretty cool. And we have 30 minutes left.
30 minutes left. So is that...
How much are the raffle tickets?
It's one spot for $5 and five spots for $20.
Five spots for 20, and that's in the club hub on your personal page.
It's on the club hub personal page. I put it on the social club page, and also on the president's page, just to get the word out.
That LE 50 pin has to be worth at least 20.
It's got to be worth more than that.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. At a minimum,
one out of 50.
LE 50. I haven't seen it go for sale for almost a year and a half.
What do you think it's worth? Because you're all into the pin trading.
I really
trading.
Can't say. It all depends on the... Because it's not really... The Corpse Bride was more of a Tim Burton movie. It was
right.
It was promoted in Disneyland for a little bit in the Labatt store.
Yeah.
But that was about it. But the fifth, the pin itself, the last time I saw it for sale was about a year and a half ago. And it went for about $35. Nothing fancy. But with it being that rare and, you know, you don't know. It could go up.
Yeah.
Where would people
Can somebody put the link and pin it in the comments of the show on the Facebook live stream? So if anybody wants to go get another raffle ticket or something for Jeff's pin, they can do that. All you got to do is just copy the link from the Club Hub, post it in the comments, and then one of the admins will pin it. Other than that, are we doing a raffle halfway through the show of some stuff? What's wrong, Brandon? You're like, you're over there sweating.
I'm seeing people try.
I like it how every time I go to talk to Brandon, they just start shocking
it's
his ass.
It's making me nervous because I'm conscientiously trying to keep a safe distance.
You're trying
between
to not be
him
a conductor?
I, that part. Yeah, don't touch me.
You think you can really transfer the shock over if he touches you?
I don't know. Why don't you guys hold hand while you shock? I'll let you fucks figure that out. I don't want anything to do with that shit.
Do we have anything to auction off today? I think we have a...
I know we have some giveaways.
Right.
Yeah. Some giveaways. Yeah. We got some shirts. We have some coins. Sorry. We got some shirts. We got some coins. We do have this awesome 4-bottle of beer plastic cup.
52 fluid ounces it holds.
Mm. Stop touching me.
Hey, Missy told me. So,
thanks, Missy. I'll remember that when you get back.
Mississippi.
So
Missy's
that thing is
to...
also has a white rabbit logo on the front of it, which I thought was pretty cool. So that's awesome. We got some coins. We got some shirts today. We got some pins and all kinds of other.
Brandon, do you feel
stuff.
Like you're going through like a treacherous workout right now? What's more? What's is your heart beating more, or is it the nerves? Is it like anticipation?
I'm pretty stoned, so I think it is the anticipation.
Oh, fuck! Yes!
I just like the reaction. Like, he goes flying back like he's, like, getting elbowed by, like, Jimmy Superfly Snooker or something.
I think that's 5.
Are you sure?
Movies, so I only
count 4.
God damn, look at that.
Oh, yeah, it burned him. He actually got burnt, Tom.
Did he really?
Yeah, he got burnt.
Is that what's going on? It's a burn?
Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to get secondhand high just from the smoke that's coming off of his
body. God bless.
Pretty freaking sweet. Hey, man, stop trying to touch me.
I'm trying to read what the people are saying.
I don't believe you.
I call bullshit.
You and me both.
Well, since we have 2 black men on this side of the table.
Hey, fuck that shit.
I'm just saying.
This is not Kunta and Kinte. It's Kunta Kinte.
No, I know, but everybody, well, maybe not everybody that knows that's listening, that Brandon identifies as...
Trans-black.
Trans-black.
Yeah. Wakanda forever.
As a matter of fact, I had one of those annoying people call me about it. Oh, fuck! A political...
What was that, Kunta Kinte? Slave master. Whipped today. Your ass while you were talking? Yeah, is that what happened?
Your name is Toby, boy.
God damn. One of those annoying political polls, and, you know, they ask, do you know these candidates and whatnot? And at the end, they say, you know, just for statistical reasons, what do you identify? And I said, I'm a black man. I'm very proud.
Fuck! he even put up the fist.
Like, he just,
the black power fist. Black it was
power.
Automatic.
Yes. Black power. Oh. Yeah, can we shock him every time he says he's black just to kind of, like, you know, drive that out of his fucking brain?
Do you think that would work? Like, do you think we could get it out of him with, like, shock therapy?
I'm pretty sure they tried that in the 20s. That shit didn't work out very well.
He's, like, legit. You are legit sweating.
A little bit, yeah. It's
so anyways, you're talking about the phone poll you were taking, and you told them that you identify as...
I'm a black man. I'm so...
Holy
London slit.
Holy shit.
Hold on. Tighten that shit back up.
You
gotta tighten that back up because we're losing contact.
I think you should probably, you maybe want to switch arms.
Oh, shit, I should. That was seven. Only have three left.
No, that was six.
That was six. Oh, shit.
Can I say that my cousin's watching Steph, while me to get shot?
Help him out right there. Help him tighten it up because I've got some more questions for him.
That's eight.
That's only seven. That was a slip.
That was accidental. That was just static electricity. You're just being paranoid.
Yeah, that was just the extra electricity from the last shock.
Extra electricity.
Carried over.
Yep.
To the third power.
Hold on. Before you shock him again, just wait a second. We got to get this resituated on his arm because I want to focus back on Brandon being trans black, and we're trying to do a little therapy on him right now.
we're trying to get that worked out.
So when they called you on the phone, and then they asked you, what do you identify as? And you told them you identify as what? Come on, say it.
Oh, shit.
He's pulling out my cords.
Oh, fuck.
That's eight.
So basically he doesn't identify. He just throws up the fist.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Did we just, rip up?
Did we what? He lost his cigarettes. He lost everything out of his pockets.
Sorry.
Yep, that's it. That's the one I need so I can actually hear the show, because Brandon's destroying all of our gear just because...
Excuse me, can you control the convulsions over there?
Yeah, I know.
I'm concerned for our host's safety.
Brandon, you keep going off topic because I just wanted to ask, when the poll person asked you what you identify as,
What did you say?
Yeah. It probably is a good time. But I want to hear out of your mouth. So we keep getting, held up.
I've said it multiple times.
What were you saying, though?
So basically, you don't actually say anything. You just throw...
I will not go to the back of the bus.
You just throw the fist right up.
That's nine, okay?
So basically what you're saying is you don't actually answer the person. You just go right into militia mode and throw the fist right up and be like, bitch, you better see me through the phone.
Pretty much. Where's my baby pie?
So I think we should... Somebody. Jake, I don't know what's so hard about getting this question answered.
I don't know, but when was the first time that you came to the realization that you were trans black?
Oh, let's see here. Probably high school. I don't know. The idea probably...
I mean, that wasn't like a moment in your life where you're like, I am a black man.
Well, I think that a lot of it had to do with whenever I was going to school and I was starting to identify more about learning about sociology and whatnot. And then I started hearing the bullshit people were saying in some of my feminist studies classes and whatnot. And then it just there was something that just...
Move your elbow.
No.
You still got one more coming right now. I don't want anything to do with that.
When's the first time in your recollection,
I said that I was a black
that
man?
That you...
Fuck! Okay, that's it. For the record.
Jesus. That's not the camera that's on.
Okay, now I don't care. Now that the college's not on you, they're just shocking you every time you said you're black. We were trying to, do a scared straight program on you.
Hell no. You put it, would you like to say?
I will sit in for you.
Yeah, okay, you can.
I'm pretty sure Aaron just volunteered. Did you just volunteer to grab this?
Well, I got people that want me to get shocked.
Wait.
All right,
No.
You have served your purpose, sir.
I think the people
you
that, are dismissed. Wait, hold on, though. I think the people that are volunteering you to get shocked need to make a donation.
Donation, yes. Donate.
I like that part.
You can send your donations to support at TSCCLDF.org.
Can we do that again with
through PayPal?
Because Brandon did something and our sound went out.
Yes, so you can definitely send your donations to support at TSCCLDF.org. And what is that, PayPal or something like that?
Been donated.
So Aaron, you're saying somebody wants to shock you?
My cousin's watching and he
your cousin.
Wants to see me get shocked.
Well, tell your
I think he deserves that. That's his cousin.
Yeah, it's your cousin. Well,
that you put him through, you probably deserve
and
five
we will,
of them
And
from
we
him.
Will be happy, more than happy, on your cousin's behalf.
Well, I'll tell you what. Go ahead and put the thing on
okay.
So that we can be ready, and you can come down and you can sit here. And when your cousin sends in the little donation, we'll make sure that somebody's aware and they give you the proper. You're gonna text them? Steph, did you try that thing on?
Yeah, I did.
How far did you get?
10.
10? And we've been shocking these motherfuckers at 100?
Yeah.
No, we've only been shocking them at 10. We've not been shocking
bullshit.
Them at
100. Bullshit.
We've been shocking them at 100.
Oh, I thought it said 10.
Yeah, you skipped that extra zero.
I must have missed that extra zero.
Anyways, well, Tom, what's going on in the news? Because I have no fucking clue what's going on.
Huey Lewis is going deaf.
Huey Lewis in the news?
Yeah. Going deaf.
He can't hear the news anymore.
Nope. He has, what's it called when you get that?
It's like a tinnitus. Yeah.
But they said it's only when he sings.
It's called going deaf.
What do you mean it's only when he sings?
So he said it only affects him when he sings. Like when he's talking to people, it doesn't affect him. But when he sings,
he's tone deaf.
Yeah, when he sings, he can't hear the music. They said it might heal itself, but probably
that's not going to heal itself. Once it's dead, what damage is done, it's done.
Well, I mean, it's not like the fans were knocking down doors and walls to go see
Huey Lewis in concert. Somebody will have to look it up. Jack, you can probably look this up, but there was a school somewhere that got fined for losing plutonium.
They lost?
What?
Well, apparently it wasn't weapons grade, I'm assuming.
So I think it was pretty high, so I think the Libyans might be coming.
Plutonium.
Yep, they lost a supply of plutonium. Jack, could you find that story?
Holy shit!
See?
I mean, you're jumping through the show. Who's got your Lewis? So we can.
Oh, all right. Okay. Yeah, I think that's timing.
That we can't do.
He just commented that he's going to donate right now.
Who's got your cousin's going
to
donate?
We do not own the rights to this music. That's all.
Yeah,
we have to
YouTube
say.
Would not like it.
Oh, YouTube?
Yeah.
What song is that, YouTube? Let's play Name That Song with YouTube.
Have a seat. Let me connect.
YouTube.
You,
what song is this?
Let me connect you to the Matrix.
Oh, God damn it!
I think that. Would be
I think we're entitled to like 10 seconds of it, right?
I think it's like 15 seconds or something like that.
Tom, what song is this?
All right.
Power of Nice love. And done.
All right. Okay, so
will
I guess
you mind
Jack's
me
over
that,
us. We can't play any music.
Pete's Pickle Juice, please.
Ah, fuck!
What's wrong? What's wrong, Aaron?
My beer's warm, okay?
Get it while he's drinking the beer. He's not funny enough. He's too manly. And he holds it in.
Wait a minute, did you just say he's manly? This is the guy who's
Aaron. That was on 10.
This is the guy who spit out the pepper.
That was on 10.
That is true.
He did spit out the pepper.
You got to bring up old shit, huh?
I'm just saying. We got to pump the manly thing.
He's sweating already.
Yeah, that was on 10, Aaron.
Okay, he wants to pick up his beer and take a sip. He's afraid.
How high do you think Aaron could go?
I think he'd make it to like 50.
All right, here's 30.
All right, no. That was 30?
That was 30. We went from 10 to 30. You ready for 50?
Go 35.
He wants like five increments of five.
All right, here's 35.
He actually looks like he might shit his pants.
Oh,
how was that?
My goodness,
it sucks. Perfect.
All right, here's 100. He's clenching his teeth.
His butthole.
No,
too.
I wouldn't do. I wouldn't do 100 on you.
No, that'd be too much to go too fast.
That'd be too much. He'd really be hurt if you did 100 on him. Oh. Oh, my bad. That was 100 every time.
Did you hold down on that one? Fuck!
That was only 40.
Don't get so close.
Hey, you got,
don't get so close.
You got 60 more to go, because that was only 40.
You know what? That's fine. That's fine.
He's going to develop a stutter by the time we're done with it.
Oh, anyways. All right. So, okay. So, you know, on a serious matter, Tom, I know it's hard to be serious when we're doing all this bullshit, but... Did you see in the news a while back that the largest Black Lives Matter page on Facebook was a fraud?
It was a fraud.
It was a fraud.
Was it Rachel Dolezal?
No, she's a fraud black person.
Oh, okay. I mean, it only fits.
Well, I know, but apparently there's this fraudulent Black Lives Matter page on Facebook.
Who was it run by?
I don't know who it was run by. I don't think they ever found out. Jack, did you hear that story? Did they ever find out who that page was ran by?
Nope.
No, but they were taking donations. They took a shit ton of money.
Yes, they got a lot.
Let's see. They had 700,000. Okay, this is what's funny. This is what's funny with trolls today.
I'm already
today.
Thinking right now because I'm black and I think my life matters. So. Where's that? Give me that fucking shit. What did he just say?
He said all lives matter.
I'm pretty sure that's what I thought he said. Thank you. Thank you, Tom.
You should get one.
Thank you, Tom. Did you say all lives matter?
Reparations,
because they do.
They do.
They do.
They do.
Mm-hmm. All lives matter. All lives matter, right? I'm listening. Tell me how you really feel.
I think all lives matter.
Okay.
Okay.
Black people too?
Of course, black people, including black people.
Okay.
I think he just said including those people.
That's what he
said.
I didn't say those people.
Sure, that's what he said, too.
I didn't say those people.
Where do they matter on the totem pole?
Everyone's equal.
Everybody's on the same? Everyone, are we all on the bottom, or are we?
I don't care. Wherever 50, we're all 50-50.
I disagree.
Why do you disagree?
Because the problem everyone has with Black Lives Matter is everyone's like, oh, just Black Lives Matter. And that's complete bullshit. The entire point of the Black Lives Matter movement is because right now, frankly, it seems as if black lives don't matter because it is black people at record numbers that are getting shot. It is black people at record numbers that are being thrown into prisons and incarcerated for small things such as weed. Meanwhile, white people are opening up weed shops. Mm-hmm. No, right now in America, black lives don't matter.
I'm pretty sure I need Jack to be responsible for my Black Lives Matters page.
Wow, did you hear the commitment in that?
Yeah, yeah.
It sounds like he tried black and he never went back.
Yeah. 10 shocks would do that to you.
I guess so. So a little public service announcement. Those that are on the Wi-Fi, please get off. You're messing up the show.
Yep.
Thank you kindly.
Yeah, we're only dropping about 7% of all the frames we're sending out.
Oh, my 7% just donated.
Yes, because we have Cody people on the Wi-Fi. Too.
Joe, how much did you donate?
Did Cody donate to Shocks or did he donate to? What's he donated to
the pin? Well, mm-hmm. I think I got like.
Oh, to 50s. The pin.
I think everybody that donates.
What's up, Cody? By the way,
is a shock.
Hi. But anyways, back to the Black Lives Matter. So the fraudulent page that was raising money on Facebook had 700,000 followers.
If you take a look to your
right over your shoulder there.
Yeah. Oh, fuck! Damn it!
And I'll try and hold an intellectual conversation. Right, well,
you and I will.
My little Hispanic refined bean over there is getting his ass right.
So 700,000 followers.
Yeah, the real Black Lives Matter page had 700,000 followers, and the
Aaron, what's your safe word?
Yeah, that works.
Banji.
So, like I was saying, the fraudulent Black Lives Matter page had 700,000 followers, and the real one only had 323,000 followers.
Something's wrong with that.
Mm.
Somebody liked the fake one.
I'm just waiting for Mr. Tortilla Boy over here to get his ass reamed.
That's Taco Man to you.
Taco Man.
All right.
You just mouthed off to my co-host?
Oh, God damn it!
Yeah, you just keep that gangster shit at home.
I know, right?
We got the shock and power now.
We ain't going to have any of that shit up in here.
Yeah, we don't take lip from the help.
Oh, really?
Oh, you see that stuff? Do you see that? He looked at you like he was the pot calling the kettle black.
He said
you referred to him as a help.
Why does Steph get the
Steph, I think
reparations, motherfucker. Reparations.
Is this black privilege or what?
Steph, I think.
What you got to say about black people, Aaron? What you got to say about black people? Come on.
Steph, I think he just kind of sized you up a little bit. Like,
yeah. Pretty sure he did.
He kind of looked you up and down. Like
he said, was this black privilege? And I thought so.
It sounded very racial to me.
He looked like he was getting ready to lean like a cholo.
What, you got a problem with Steph shocking you because he's a black man? Is that what this is about?
I think he's the only one shocking me right now.
It's reparations.
It's reparations. Yeah. Who's next?
No, it's all him. He's all good.
My wallet and stuff. It fell out of my pocket while
Yeah. Both of them. Brandon got shocked so hard when he was sitting in the seat. His both wallets fell out. His G pen and everything else fell out. So, anyways, what other problems do you have with black people, Aaron?
Anything? I don't.
No, are you sure about that?
Yes.
I don't know, because when he was talking to Stefan, there was a lot of attitude.
I thought there was attitude. I thought it was racially motivated.
I'm pretty sure I sensed some anger there.
Well, what's attitude?
What's what?
I don't know.
I don't know. When you get shocked, you'll know.
Yes, sir.
Oh, he's making fun of black people. He said yes, Amasa. He said yes, Amasa.
I think I just solved racism.
Stefan, I think
we just need to attach a shock collar to everybody else.
And every time they say the word nigger.
Whoa, no! No! Stop!
You were thinking it though. When he said the word nigger, the word nigger was going through your head. You thought it hard as a motherfucker. No, Tom, did you hear him thinking nigger?
With the hard R.
It was hard as a Oh, you racist motherfucker, you.
I'm not racist.
I just heard nigger. I didn't know which way direction it came from.
Oh, he was thinking it with a hard R. I heard his brain all the way over here.
He thought so hard it rolled.
No, I'm not racist. I have a color TV, okay?
Oh. That was a black joke. That was a black joke.
Did he just say colored?
He said, I'm not racist. I have a colored TV.
Sure he, look, he was drinking the fuck out of that beer right now.
Would you call the Cosby's black and white TV? We're going to cleanse you of those racial thoughts, Aaron.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, I want to move to another spot because I feel like I'm getting a burn.
I
want to
do that so bad.
Do I have a burn? Ah!
I couldn't help that one. I could not help that one.
I just moved it to another spot of my arm because I'm starting to smell hair.
Singeing.
And it's not on my head, so.
Oh, shit.
Wait.
Hilarious.
So the Bill Cosby show?
Yeah, do you consider that black and white TV? How do you feel about Bill Cosby?
I don't
know. As a Hispanic male, how do you feel about Bill Cosby?
Hey, look, I loved his material growing up, okay?
You loved his material growing up.
Is he a rapist?
I don't know.
He was safe with
pretty
that.
Pretty safe answer.
Yeah, I don't know.
What do you think about Kanye West?
Kanye West?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to his next show.
Wait a minute. Did you like the guy who likes slavery?
Ooh.
Well,
ooh,
what exactly question. Did he say on slavery?
He said that slavery was voluntary.
Voluntary.
A choice.
A choice.
I don't believe that.
But that's what he said. But you like Kanye, well, which means that slavery.
Would you ever date a black woman?
I told you I got close one time.
Would you date a black woman?
Yes.
Would you marry a black woman?
Depends on how we connect.
I wasn't so sure about that one.
I know, we're getting borderline right now.
Okay.
If you were gay, would you suck black dick? You better answer honestly.
You better be careful with your answers.
You better be careful with them answers. You racist motherfucker. If you were gay, would you suck a motherfucking black dick?
Look, if I was gay, I think all dicks would turn me on, okay? Including a black dick. Huh?
Mm.
Safe. Smart.
Right. Smart. Okay.
If you were gay in a monogamous black relationship, would you be the pitcher or the catcher with that big old black dick?
I would love to be the pitcher.
Wait, you got something about receiving black dick if you're a gay motherfucker?
Dude, I'm 5'7".
Steph, that's racist shit right there.
Damn it.
That's your feelings on black dick.
Yep.
I don't know why you gotta hate black dick.
Yeah, he can give it, but he's too good to take it.
Oh, that's what I heard. That's what I heard. Racist ass motherfucker.
Can somebody else have the remote?
In his defense, though, it's probably a safe answer.
That's good.
There's only a couple holes for him to take it in.
Yep.
Both would be very uncomfortable. I'm pretty sure.
I think
the only thing you'd hear all night was,
oh, God damn it!
Yeah, that's about right. So I've come to the conclusion that Missy is the balance for this show because we've completely gone off this fucking rails.
This is a total male show. Like we mind our manners when Missy's on the show. It's like we keep it in check and we behave.
But she keeps us kind of in line. You know, she keeps us flowing. We are completely off the fucking.
Well, you know, Missy's taking off to Colorado, so I'm left home alone. Me and Steph are going to take a road trip Thursday morning up to Sacramento. Yeah. But I've come to the realization that, you know, Missy's gone. I'm not allowed to hang out with anybody.
She's actually in control of the button right now.
What?
Mm.
I promise you tacos next week.
Why? No. She wasn't good enough to bring them to her last week?
Because she was sorry she missed out on tacos.
You're getting a lot of anger over there.
Well, I'm getting shocked.
Don't you sense a lot of anger coming from Aaron right now?
He's our executive chef. I don't know why you just
can't calm down. Is it because are you angry because you're sitting next to a black man?
No, not at all.
Are you
sure? No, I'm not angry.
Look at that angry face.
But you acknowledge that you are sitting by a black man, so all you see is race.
No, Steph is my friend.
Hmm.
Oh, he's your token black friend. I get it. He's the, like, he's your card.
And let me hear all the names of your black friends, Aaron. How many black friends do you have? Let's just name them off.
Currently.
So, can somebody go to his Facebook profile and see how many black friends he has?
I'm going to go with one.
I have one best friend. I have one best friend.
And he's in the room.
Yeah.
Just being nice because
I had no idea Aaron was so racist until he sat down here and started getting shocked.
Who knew?
I hate everybody equally.
What? So he hates white people,
sure
too?
Told me.
I think that included us, too.
I'm pretty sure it did.
So you don't like white people either?
Wow. I had to give him one for everybody.
What
about me?
When you think of black people in general, how does it make you feel?
Oh, really?
It just makes you want to scream out in anger when you think of black people? Is that how it is?
I love black people.
Are you sure? That was a little nervous laugh.
Do you like Cuba Gooding Love the Black People?
What does that mean?
Like from Jerry Maguire?
You don't know who Cuba Gooding Jr. is. That's racism.
Yes, I
that's
do.
Racism.
Show me the money.
Okay.
But do you like? All right. So just like Jerry Maguire had to do it, we want to hear you. I love the black man.
I love the black man.
That wasn't convincing enough.
You want me to scream it?
Yeah, I want you to scream it.
Yeah, we want
a sense
of
love.
We
want
to feel it.
Wait, okay. I love the black man.
Nope.
No, that was bullshit.
No, that's not enough. Think stadium.
Think stadium?
400, yeah. 200, 400. How many years of slavery, Steph?
Over 400.
Over 400. 400 years of slavery.
Unless you're friends with Jeff.
Yeah.
Only his friends think there was only 200 years of slavery, I think, was the conversation we had.
Yeah.
So we want to
really feel the love.
Oh, my God.
We want to feel the love.
I love the black man! I love the black man!
I'm thinking it's not enough energy. Not enough energy.
What do you want me to do?
I'm not feeling the energy, Aaron.
Well, you're kind of draining it out of me right now.
No, I'm not doing anything.
No, have nothing to do with this.
I'm pretty sure you just blamed it on the black guy, right?
No, yeah. Oh my God.
Oh, so you're blaming it on, well, me and Steph ain't doing anything, so,
I mean, Tom.
Okay.
So you're blaming it all on Steph.
Yeah. You mean
it's
Tom
because
and I?
He's black, right?
No.
Not at all.
Nothing to do with that. Sure.
Nothing to do with Steph being black.
Did he just correct you? I think he said Tom and I. He corrected your grammar?
That was on grammar, not.
We're breaking with a special announcement.
Okay. We'll quit barbecuing then.
I was to zap my son 5 times.
Hold on, you did what?
$20 to your fund to
live
5 times.
Hand it over.
All right, we have been paid. Yes, you will get your 5 zaps.
Wait a minute, how does she get a discount? Is it her birthday?
No,
yes,
5 for 20,
especially because it's her birthday.
God damn it.
Dude, hey, I got indents on my arm.
This isn't my fund. I'm helping you guys out.
Thank you, Mama B.
Hold on, let me get this all dialed in for him. Hang on.
Hey, can I have it?
Chris, who's got it right now? Because I don't want to get shocked while I'm.
Can I have it?
Oh fuck! You gotta wait till it's on. God damn it!
All right, it is loaded. And there's nothing like the love of a mother, Tom, especially the love of a mother that wants to shock her own son for being an asshole.
You just shocked
so,
me.
So, Mama B, I want to know. Like,
I didn't have anything to do with that.
I thought we were friends.
Like, we are.
What kind of shit does Tom do to you that you would consider being an asshole?
Well, if I'm talking to him, he doesn't answer me.
Oh, he doesn't? You ignore your own mother?
I don't ignore her.
Your poor mom just said that you ignore her.
That's not true.
Even better, Mama B, I want you to go back a little bit. I want you to go back to when Sir Tom here was a young man and, you know, young and wily, growing up in Boston. Let me tell me a story about the worst thing he's ever done.
Oh, that got you just
and
so
I want
angry.
You to, I want you to remember how you felt at that moment.
He stole in the store.
Oh, what an asshole.
Tom.
What an asshole.
I didn't steal. Somebody I was with did.
No.
What did he steal, Mama B? What was it?
He did not. He was in Kmart and he stole candy and he went behind the clothes and was eating it.
Oh, fuck.
Oh.
Oh. Eating candy in the store.
You know, that pain that you just felt, Tom, is nothing compared to the pain that your mom felt.
Closer?
Yeah, just hold it for a little bit longer.
What?
Jack's instructed her to hold it for longer.
Did you have to go pick him up?
Okay, Jack. I was with him.
Oh, you were there. Oh. Did all that in front of your mom, too.
I was like 7. I wanted candy. Oh! Fuck.
Is he at the same level?
Oh, I was porno.
Oh, Rachel, Rachel, come up here. Rachel, I heard something about porno back there. Well, what a little Tommy Two-Tone over here. What was your story of him pissing you off and disrespecting his mother?
When I first started dating him, it was like in the first year we started dating, and I was up visiting, and she threw a fucking fit because she was cleaning his room one day.
Because I asked him to clean it, and I gave him a timeline, and he didn't quite meet it.
So she went in and started to clean it and found a bunch of tapes that Tom shouldn't have had.
Yeah. Oops.
Oh, Tommy.
VHS.
Mom,
huh?
Mom found the stash.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, it's horrible.
How much did he donate?
Let me see. $10.
Okay.
Mm. He said it was totally worth it, too.
Tell him we thank you for his support. Thank you very much.
Joe Schaefer, we thank you.
Mr. Schaefer, appreciate the shit out of your
pissed
cousin.
Their pants. We do. Nothing brings out the donations like making people
shocking the shit out of your
piss
cousin.
Their pants. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So,
so what kind of porn was it? Was it like big tits, big ass?
I don't even remember.
Oh, bullshit.
God damn it, I felt that one in my
balls. You better give an answer.
Shit.
We all know that's bullshit. You want to get shocked again? What kind of fucking porn was it?
I don't remember.
Oh,
fuck.
You know what? I'll bet your mom remembers. Not what kind of porn it was, but how she felt going in to help her son clean his room and finding that kind of smut hanging around in her own household.
I fucking hate you right now.
Now, Tom, we're going to ask you one more time. What kind of porn was it?
Was it she-males?
No.
Oh. Fuck. Your mom's right there.
I'm pretty sure.
How old was he at the time, Mama B?
Well, he was probably 18.
Eight.
No, he was 21. Oh, he was 21.
And they were still tapes? He was going old school, man. I'm pretty sure DVD was out by then.
I think that was about when it was coming out.
And he wasn't single, by the way.
Oh.
How did that make you feel, Rachel?
I was laughing because she was flipping the fuck out.
I threw him away.
You threw him away?
Yep.
Do you remember what kind of porn it was that your little baby boy was watching?
No matter what kind of porn it is, it's nasty.
It was nasty. You had a nasty boy, huh?
Nasty.
Oh. Okay, that's enough of that.
I'm pretty sure he's counting them.
That was definitely five.
He's counting them.
That was like five long fucking shocks. Here you go, Aaron.
Well, we can't make Aaron. Aaron already smells like a refried bean. We can't like make him wear it any longer.
We can make Jake do it.
Oh, somebody better come with some money if they want to slap that shit on me.
$50. You get five shocks on Jake. Uh-oh. Make it happen.
Oh, I think the money's going to come fucking rolling in.
Nah, everybody likes me. Nobody wants to shock
me. I'm pretty sure DB Baggins is going to be first in line.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna be shocking. Jake's gonna be getting shocked for the rest of the show.
Wow. I'm hoping the batteries are dead by the time it gets to me.
That shit hurts.
No, it's rechargeable.
You wasted enough on me already. So
yeah.
They're rechargeable.
Yeah, oh, anyways, Tom. Yeah. You know, I've realized that this show is just complete shit. We haven't done anything. What's up? What the fuck time is it? It's only
9 o'clock.
We've been going for an hour and there's nothing going on. God damn it.
Oh, there's been a lot going on. We're trying to cleanse Aaron of his hatred towards the black man.
I don't hate the black man.
Sometimes it's dangerous.
Yeah, so you say.
What the?
It's a true definition of shock jock.
Mm, shock jock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, they got top secret shit going on over here.
No, I actually can't believe I put this back on my arm. So.
Me either.
I know. Oh.
Yeah, I think that says a lot.
I'm going to say he's a man.
Johnny boy.
It's for the viewers.
Okay? Oh. It's somebody must have warned my son.
But can somebody else have the remote?
Sorry, I gotta be up at 3 in the morning.
So. That's okay. Come here, I got something for you. I want to give you a prize.
It's a special prize.
It's a special prize.
I brought you tacos.
I don't have the clicker.
What the fuck? Who has the remote?
Oh,
Jeff has it.
I can tell by the look on Jeff's face.
It's hidden now. We don't know.
I don't know what
happened to the remote now.
I know who has it.
That means it could be coming from anywhere.
Mm.
Dun, dun, dun.
Who's your worst enemy in the crowd right now?
Who doesn't like you out there?
Jeff has his hands in his pockets.
Who did not get a taco tonight? Who had to
there
wait?
There are at least six more left. Okay.
Who had to wait? Somebody had to wait. I bet you somebody had to wait.
To get tacos, I'm pretty sure.
And they didn't show up on time.
They're angry.
They were bad tacos.
Well, no, they were. You left them. Ah! Nathan has it. Nathan has it. God damn it. You love the tacos.
They are back there. All I heard was, let me get one.
Everybody's like, I want to get in.
That is hilarious.
Still more food back there.
Well, since this is a shit show and nobody's listening anyways, I mean.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, Jeff, how much time is left on your pin, dude?
Oh, yeah, time's up.
Time's up.
So what was the final tally?
Well, remember, too, it's a raffle, so we have to...
Oh, we got to do our generator?
You guys know the total amount of cash.
Okay, so how are you gonna put together all the names to actually put it...
I already put them all in a list randomizer, so I've already...
All the names are already in there, so you can pick the winner right now.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, so the raffle for... And that's for both pins or for one at a time?
No, both pins.
Both pins. Okay.
I tell you what I'm going to do.
Hold on, Jeff. We're going to sweeten the pot.
To the winner of this deal, they're going to get a free Radio Underland shirt, because that's how I'm feeling today.
Oh, that's what's going on. So along with the two pins.
I don't care
pins,
if you wipe your toilet with it. It's okay. Just think about us when you do.
Right now.
So how many people about got in on this, Jeff? Approximately.
The total number of spots was 73.
That's not too bad. Wow.
That's not bad at all.
I'm trying 30. That's 150, 170, 75, 205, and I'd already give you 75, so we're looking at about $260.
Awesome. Nice. Wow. $260 to support the Legal Defense Fund, which Jeff is actually named as a defendant in the Legal Defense Fund. Yeah,
so
congratulations.
A big thank you to everybody who bought raffle tickets.
Yes.
Jeff, what is already on public record? Why are you being sued? What did you say?
I said that D.B. Baggins is a liar and a thief.
That's it.
And did you have proof to back that up?
Yes, I do.
And so just because you said that on Facebook,
you're getting sued.
Yes.
What kind of fucked up world is this, Tom?
How does that make you feel?
Pissed off, because I think my opinion should be covered by the First Amendment.
It is. And isn't it fucked up
that any racist can say whatever they want and it's covered by that? If I have an opinion about that, I should be able to say it.
That was probably the most expensive sentence you've ever said in your life.
Exactly.
Correct.
It's horseshit. All right. So, how long before you can actually draw the names on that?
Oh, I can do it right now.
All right, let's do it.
All right. So, I want to have someone else as a witness.
I'm witnessing.
All right. So,
I'm not sure if I'm the good one to witness.
All right.
Yeah,
I can go. Last
week's show? Why don't you come here, because they
last week's show?
They don't know how to run a raffle.
Can you take this with you?
All right.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Well, I don't want to go.
So, do we got to hit a button?
Mansion.
Let me see. We got to hit up. Do we have to hit a button?
All right. So, all the names are already on the.
Yeah, I see. I saw the names there. There's okay.
And I'm going to go ahead and randomize them one more time.
There's 72 names listed.
So they're going to be all random again.
Okay.
Now I'm going to go to random.org.
Uh-huh.
And I am going to go ahead and refresh. And I'm going to refresh one more time. Put in 72.
All right.
And
so it's going to
go ahead and generate the number. The number is 20.
So Tom,
20
on the other list. Who is number 20?
The number 20 is Teresa Cowell.
Oh, nice! Everybody knows Teresa. Awesome.
All right, Teresa.
So close.
I'll be getting your information. Send me your address, and I'll get them shipped by Thursday.
That's
also
awesome,
Teresa.
Awesome.
Send awesome. Him awesome. A awesome. Shirt awesome. Size that you prefer. They are unisex tees. And we'll go ahead and ship that out as well.
All right, cool.
Can
cool,
I ask
cool,
a question?
Sure, Tom,
Why is our board engineer violating the eating rule during the show?
Because it's been 20 minutes and he needs a lunch break.
What?
20 minutes. Wow, that's it. Between right, games,
maybe an
huh?
hour.
What is he, like a fucking hobbit?
Well, I don't know. Hold on. Let me turn on your mic. What's that, Jack?
Union mandated food break.
Yeah, there's no union here. If there's a union here, that means you're getting paid. Nobody's getting paid on the show.
The producer signed off on it.
Brandon, yeah, please.
Hey, how are the tacos?
The tacos are. Are you going to shock me later if I say they're good?
I have the collar on, so
they were excellent.
Okay.
Do you prefer them pink or brown?
Oh, I prefer them pink.
Oh, oh, what do we got going on? Oh,
so can we that? Bring Mama B up? Mama B, could you come
that
up?
That deliciousness real quick? Right now.
Oh. I hate to improvise because my
everybody's racist grandmother is here.
We went with tea candles.
Yes, because you forgot candles.
That's okay. Very Asian-like.
Now, Aaron, don't interrupt this while we're doing the. Doing the happy birthday. What? So where's she going?
Can I still sing?
Yeah, you can sing.
All right.
In fact, Aaron, I think you should sing happy birthday by yourself. Yeah.
That's a great idea.
No, just don't touch me while you do it.
That's a great idea. I think you should serenade Mama B for her birthday.
Where that remote is at?
Where's Mama B at?
She just went to put her cigarette out. She'll be right back.
All right. Well. Nobody's watching the show.
Please take your time.
We've already lost half our listeners, Tom.
So it's Mama B's birthday, right?
It is.
It's
Mama B's birthday. Today is her actual birthday.
All right. So out of the listeners right now, the first one that can guess how old Mama B's going to turn this year will also get a Radio Underland shirt.
Oh, okay.
23. All right.
They're going to guess her age?
Yes.
Yeah. First person to guess Mama B's age in the comments will also get a free shirt.
I will watch because I know the age.
You know that? Okay. All right, so Aaron, go ahead and sing Mama B, happy birthday.
No, I got it.
Don't disrespect.
I will never disrespect.
You already right, disrespect right. Stefan. Now you need to just sing happy birthday. Quit being a dick.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
He's singing so good.
Happy birthday, dear Mama B. Happy birthday to you.
Awesome. Great job there, Aaron. Great job.
So Tom, do you know the actual age? Because ages are pouring in here like a motherfucker. Okay.
Nope, not yet. Hold on. We got some that are close.
Yeah, yeah.
Nope.
No.
I haven't seen it yet.
No.
Uh-huh. Mama B, I guess 23.
There you go.
21. All right.
Want to do it again?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, all right. So I know what to look for.
Okay.
All the ages are coming in. Chris Cleary was pretty close down there. Let's see. Oh man, they're jumping in. Sarah Alatorre was very close. What you saw?
Cleary's
you saw
got it. Chris Cleary got it.
Oh, yep, Chris Cleary, you're the winner. 66 years old.
Remember the number.
Remember, 66. Happy birthday. 66. 2 years away from being 69 and fine.
Route 66.
So, Aaron, would you you're single right now, right?
Yes, I am.
Single. Mama B single. Would you date Mama B?
I would love. Mama B, I would love to cook you dinner someday.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I know you appreciate my food more than you. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you just say, I'm pretty sure I just heard, what was that he just said about black people?
Like, can I explain myself?
Did he just say black people don't appreciate?
Go ahead, explain yourself.
No, I'm pretty sure that's what he said. Like, black people can't enjoy tacos.
We all know that the elderly person of the house has the most.
Elderly?
Did you just call her elderly?
Oh, I think he just called my mother old.
On her birthday?
I think he just called my mother old.
As a young 20.
No manners.
Wow. No manners whatsoever.
Training. How about this? As the cook of the house.
Did you just assume a role in this house?
Does Tom cook?
I think he was talking about my mother. So I think he's basically saying turned my mother into the slave.
Oh my God.
Pretty much.
Okay. Mama B really appreciates what I bring to the show.
He's really got a thing for slavery.
Oh my God.
Pretty sure he does. That's the vibe that I'm getting.
Everything
right
about
now.
You revolves around
thank
slavery.
Thank you, Mama B.
Yeah.
Always slavery.
So did you guys happen to see Kanye's meltdown? Did you guys watch that?
On TMZ.
Yeah. Did you watch that whole thing?
I did.
Its entirety.
Like, do you think he's just gone batshit? Is he just batshit crazy, or is this all part of his?
Honestly, you want to know my opinion on Kanye?
I do.
My opinion on Kanye is that he's always been a fucking knucklehead. And he just assumes he's had people kissing his ass for so long that he thinks he's an intelligent man, and he's not. What do you think, Steph?
I think he's a fucking genius.
You think you really think Kanye is a fucking genius?
I think that he pulls everybody's chains so tight, but they can't help to talk about him.
Didn't he refer himself as a god at one point?
That's how he keeps himself relevant.
He did.
He disappears for a few years, you know what I mean? Switches the game up, changes something new, then he comes back to the public eye, he makes a spectacle, and then he's relevant again.
And now his new spectacle is the Make America Great Again.
All over fucking Twitter, and all over Facebook. And Adidas
stood by him. They did not drop him. Hmm. So they're not there. The CEO came out the next day and said that they are not dropping, you know, they're not cutting ties with him. They're going to stay with him.
I have a difficult time believing that he honestly feels like slavery was a choice. This is the exact opposite of the actual definition of the word.
There's I thought no it was choice. Pretty funny when he was talking about getting liposuction so that people wouldn't make fun of him.
Yeah.
That was pretty
funny. Wait, I missed that. I guess I didn't see the whole thing.
Yeah, so he was talking about getting liposuction so because he was like, I don't want you to make fun of me. That's why I got liposuction, mm-hmm. so you wouldn't make fun of me.
That was his excuse.
Now he got liposuction. He's married to...
Yeah, let me get a couple of those if you don't mind. That too. Just,
you know, killing that pizza pickle juice.
Yeah.
Jack, was there any regulations on Twitch on what we're allowed to drink? Or
there was nothing of the kind. In fact, actually, if it's legal... I was checking everything I could for basically what you can and cannot do.
Well,
that's why some parts are questionable, but I know particularly like...
Aaron, shut the fuck up. We're having a serious conversation right now, and you got to interrupt with your yelling. Just want to be the center of attention when we're talking about serious shit, Aaron. Just fuck down.
I think these outbursts are unnecessary.
So if...
I think I'm developing Tourette's as we speak.
Okay? Particularly if you're in a state where marijuana is legal... It's fine to even do that on Twitch. In fact, Snoop Dogg was famous. Well, no, he's famous not because of that. Hmm. But he went on Twitch and played a game. Well, technically, as I understand it, he wasn't even playing the game. He was just smoking weed while someone else played for him.
Oh, but, really?
Yeah. So
and you got that kind of money. You don't even have to play your own games.
Nope. You guys got to remember, we're talking about a... demographic that, you know, they play a lot of video games and they constantly hear like 7-year-olds call them like, well, I'm not going to say those things, but.
So there's a good chance that we're probably getting a lot of viewers tonight because they're going to like this shit because this has been a lot of.
Yeah, I don't think we're getting any viewers on
it. If anybody's looking at IRL, sure, maybe.
We're at 36.
I'm pretty sure we don't have a demographic
Twitch. Yeah, well, no, on Facebook.
I don't think we fit into the Twitch demographic.
No, we already lost all of our viewers on Facebook. Everybody that tunes in to see Missy, like all the fucking pervs that want to like jack off to my wife when we're doing the show.
Do I need to put a blonde wig or something?
What? Are you talking about my wife?
Hey, I'm the only bald one. I have no hair.
Did he just volunteer to be your wife?
No, I didn't say that.
What's your problem with my wife, Aaron?
I don't have a problem. Don't have a problem with Missy.
Really?
He clenched his teeth when he said that.
A lot of aggression there.
A lot of anger with that.
Who has the remote?
We don't know.
I don't know.
We don't really know the answer to that question.
It's out there in the crowd somewhere.
You guys don't have it.
If somebody doesn't like what they hear out there in Facebook land, guess what?
So what do you think of Missy, Aaron?
She's nice.
She's got a lot of followers.
Just nice?
Do you think she's an attractive woman?
She's not ugly.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
He didn't say she was, like, beautiful.
Are you after my wife?
I am not after
Aaron, do you jerk off to my wife?
No. God!
Why not? You think she's ugly?
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
God, I apologize for my answers.
Why?
Why?
Why would you apologize?
Because I don't think I have a right answer.
You're damn right you don't.
I don't think I have a right answer. I don't know what to say.
You know, I realize we can't do a show without Missy, Tom.
No.
I told you, she's like the glue. She holds it together.
Yeah, this is just the hardcore like dudes that are watching, you know what I mean? And the chicks who have a fucked up sense of humor.
Oh, like Celeste and Jasmine or Yasmin or whatever.
Oh, yeah, they go hard in that main creep page.
Is Samantha out there? She's all fucked up, too.
She's number one, but...
That sounded like a...
No, I really hope she's watching, too.
Who's watching?
Jasmine.
Why?
I just want to see what she says on the comments.
What's up with... I saw you hanging out with Jasmine on Sunday. What's up with you and Jasmine?
We hang out all the time.
You hang out? You guys fuck?
I don't know.
Oh.
Do you have a thing for Jasmine?
I'm not answering that.
Maybe his personality is not shocking enough.
I think maybe you should answer that.
I'm not answering that.
You're too close, man.
Do you have a thing for Jasmine?
No.
No?
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm. He just turned into a teenage girl right now.
Gosh,
he was like, no.
We get the truth out of him. Yes, Jasmine out there in the comments, we need to get whatever.
So basically this thing.
Do you
this,
like me? Check
basically
yes or
this
no.
Shock collar is like truth serum.
Yeah, well.
Pretty much is. That's what it sounds like to me.
All right. So anyways, I'll tell you what, everybody that's out there listening, because, okay, enough fucking around. We've been fucking around for an hour and a half of not doing anything and just shocking motherfuckers and not doing shit. May 27th, which is a Sunday, we're throwing together a big raging party. And what we're going to do with that party, Steph, what are we going to do with that party? I don't know what we're going to do with that party.
Cocaine everywhere.
Cocaine and bitches. Maybe. Not for me, because I'm married, and my wife would not allow that.
I didn't say
that.
For me either.
Yeah, but we're having a big party May 27th, and now this is a fundraiser for our legal bullshit. And we're going to do that at Riverside, downtown Riverside, at 4 p.m. at Lake Alice Trading Company. Now, it's going to be like a $20 entrance, and the reason is that $20 entrance is for raising money for the fund. And so basically what we're doing is we're taking our normal meetup day on a Sunday at Disneyland, and we're moving it to Lake Alice, and we're going to have a good time. I don't know exactly what we're going to do, but we have our own area at the club. I think we're going to have a karaoke DJ and some other kind of stuff.
You haven't carried.
Best part is it's early enough for old people like me to still make it home at a decent time.
Yeah. It's going to start at 4 o'clock, come out and hang out, and that's at Lake Alice in Riverside, California, and that is May 27th. And May 27th is important because it's actually 3 days before our major court case at the Santa Ana Courthouse. And a lot of you don't know that the judge happened to move our court case from the 21st
to the 30th.
So that's something on, there's nothing we can do about it. The judge did that. And so I believe the 30th, May 30th, Jack, what day of the month is that? Is that a Wednesday or a Thursday?
Wednesday.
I think it's a Wednesday. So May 30th, we're going to have our court case, down at the Santa Ana Courthouse and, at 9 a.m. And a lot of stuff's going to happen on that day. I think it's really going to set the tone to whether or not the court case is pretty much over. Or whether or not it keeps going. So basically, I mean,
I think everybody should come out and support.
Everybody should come out and support. 9 a.m. Santa Ana Courthouse. Brandon, I don't know where there's a microphone. Grab one of those mics. I mean, can I talk real about where we're at, like financially in this situation?
As far as the finances goes,
I
mean,
I can talk about that. That's not going to be an issue, right?
I don't think so. No.
I mean, the reality of this is there's 9 Disneyland social clubs that are named in this lawsuit,
right?
And the bill that we just received from one of the attorneys is $18,500, of which we have paid how much, Brandon?
$10,000 flat.
$10,000 flat. So we're in a position right now where, you know, we need help. I mean,
we have about $300 in the account right now after making the most recent payment of
$5,000. And that's not the only attorney. That's just the one that we have to pay now. And so right now we're sitting at, we need $8,200 right now where we sit at this moment.
Absolutely.
And it's one of those things where the only way that we can make this happen is to either put Jack on a corner and have him start sucking cock at $50 a pop, which we've contemplated.
Yep.
What?
What?
It's,
I think,
not
the
your
only
choice,
problem
Jack.
Is the price. We hadn't decided on the price frame, right?
Yeah.
Well, we wanted to go for 50, but then we figured we had to knock it down to about $15, and he has to go after senior citizens looking for hookers.
And that included ball play.
It was going to be, but $15 is good because Jack has tits that old men can play with while he's sucking them off.
15 or 10?
What the? That is way too low.
Are you worth
you overestimate
but
yourself,
see, the
Jack.
Good, but see, the good thing about Jack is you see what a team player is? He's fucking willing to do it.
He's willing to do it.
He is willing to take care of business to get this shit done.
He's willing to take a load till it pops out his nose. But anyways, reality is our court case is May 30th.
Yes.
And right now, with that attorney, this group of how many friends is it?
30.
30 friends is facing a bill of $8,200.
There's about 28 people that are represented, I think, by that one attorney.
Yeah. So anyways, we're in an $8,000 hole right now, and so we're trying to get that worked out. So basically what we're doing on May 27th is come out. Yeah, spend $20. That's the admission. That's going to be raising, you know, the same price of parking at Disneyland, right? Jack, what is the price of parking at Disneyland right now?
$20.
$20.
And then so we're still working out the particulars. We're going to have a lot of cool shit.
Yeah, we don't know what we're going to do exactly. I know we're going to have like a karaoke DJ there. And are we going to do a live show that's not broadcast to the public, only to the people that are there?
I think that's a good idea.
And I thought we were going to have like a talent show or something with that, too.
I think we should have a talent show. I know there's a lot of talent in the club hub. Like we should bring
karaoke,
but whatever. Yeah,
I'll tell you what. $20 is $20. I understand that, but coming and hanging out.
Be careful when you say that.
Yeah, but yeah. What would you do for $20?
Well, we know what Jack would do for $15.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But come out. That's May 27th. Start marking your calendars now. And we want everybody in the social club scene. It doesn't matter what club you're in, who, whatever. Just
bring
come hang out.
Bring your friends. Bring your mama.
Don't be a little bitch.
Bring everybody.
And
bring
we're going to have a bunch of fun. Even if we didn't have any entertainment or anything else going on, just the fact that we're all at the same place at the same time, hanging out, having fun, drinking with music playing.
I think it would be fun. I think it would be fun no matter what we do together.
It is.
I think we should have an all-out lip sync battle.
I'm down.
Yeah.
I'm down.
I think we can
lip sync battle.
There you go.
Lip sync battle.
That's the talent.
We could pull out the boot.
Okay, fuck the talent show. What we're going to do is we're going to do a lip sync
down.
And we'll find some prizes to put up there for the lip sync battle. But anybody that wants to get involved in the lip sync battle, who do they message?
They can message me.
They can message Tom Backstrom.
Message me on Facebook.
Or Jack Glenn Mathis or Brandon Morse. And let's have a lip sync
and
battle.
Then anybody,
I thought about having that air sex competition. You ever seen that, Tom?
I did see that.
What is air sex?
There is something
air
like,
sex is basically where you get up there. And you've heard of air guitar?
Yes.
You know, it's like... Same thing. It's about air sex, though. You just get up there and display how you have sex.
You do the raunchiest, nastiest shit, and you have to act it out
by yourself.
In like full clothes.
Aaron, if you were going to suck a black dick, Aaron, how would you do it? Show us how you would do it.
No, don't pull that racist shit again.
I'm not pulling racist thing. Okay.
So show us how you would do it. You got to demonstrate.
I'm not gonna.
You got a big black microphone right in front of you.
You're not gonna what?
No. Fucking shake weight. Let's do it.
This microphone's black, so
yeah, exactly. There you go. Grab it like a cock.
I'm not gonna.
You're not gonna suck black dick because you're racist. Are we back to that again?
I thought we were past this.
No, I thought
not,
so too.
I'm not gay.
Okay? Apparently, black dick is.
What do you got against gay people? Why do you got to be gay to suck dick?
Gay people. I just don't suck dick.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
He just hasn't met a dick that he liked yet.
I don't meet dicks.
Nope.
I would say whoever's shocking you seems like a dick right now.
Whoever's shocking was the biggest dick right now.
In addition to the lip sync.
Sounds about right.
Wow.
Sounds about right. I'll take.
So anybody out there that wants to donate prizes can also reach out to us and let us know. So if you want to donate any kind of prizes to go towards the winner of the lip sync battles, raffles, whatever, for the 27th, let us know.
And can I just say one thing real quick? I know there's been a lot of talk about who this money's returning, and so many attorneys that are. It's for the community. I mean, I know that there are so many people that are under one attorney, and so many attorneys that are involved. But really, even if you're not directly impacted by this, the people that are named are really taking the brunt and on the forefront of making sure that we can continue to do what we love, and that's meet up in the park every month. So, you know, the people that are actually taking that risk and putting themselves out there, I think, deserve the support of the people that are lucky enough not to have been named.
That is absolutely correct. So May 27th, mark it on your calendar. And you know, there's something that I haven't really talked about, but this is personally for me, and it's not me trying to raise money for myself or anything like that. But I have a niece that is suffering hardcore from cancer right now in a big way. And this is just isn't a niece. When she was young, when she was like 12 to 18, you know, her and all of her friends and everything hung out, you know, at the house with me and my wife at the time. And it wasn't Missy. I was married before. But I have a niece, Lena, and she's suffering from cancer really, really bad right now. And so anybody that's in the San Bernardino area,
this Saturday, 10 to 4 in San Bernardino, and the address is 1930 South E Street in San Bernardino. They're doing a car wash. And this is for my niece, Lena, who I love dearly. And so hashtag Lena Strong. And that's a car wash for anybody that's in the San Bernardino area this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1930 South E Street in San Bernardino. So anybody that's out there in the area, we would love it if you actually go out there and show some support. And that'll be this Saturday. Jack, what's the date for this Saturday?
This Saturday, it's the second R.
No, no, take out the second R.
Can we shock that motherfucker again?
I think he deserves one now.
It is Bernardino.
San Bernardino.
Hey, can we just get the fucking date?
Bernardino.
I live on San Bernardino.
Hey, can we just get the date?
12. I put the date up to 12.
The 12th. May 12th, 10 to 4 p.m. in San Bernardino at 1930 South E Street, San Bernardino. And they're doing a car wash for my niece, Lena. Now she's not a baby anymore by any means. She's got like, I don't know. I mean, she's got like three or four kids of her own. But, you know, Lena and her sister Bree, when they were kids, you know, when they were young, like about the 12 to 14, it was two sisters. Lena was the older sister. But, you know, they had family problems of their own when they were kids. And you know, their mom and dad went through like a, you know, divorce that wasn't pretty. And those kids spent a lot of time at my house when they were kids, you know what I mean? I took care of them a lot, and they're pretty much like my daughters, and Lena is going through some horrendous cancer stuff right now. And they are doing a fundraiser for her, and that's this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in San Bernardino, 1930 South E Street, San Bernardino. So if anybody's in the area, you know, stop by. We all got to wash our cars and do stuff anyways. Might as well pitch in a few bucks and help somebody out. Help a family that's out, you know, family out that's in need, you know.
Can we post it the day of? Because I need my car washed.
Yeah. I'll get a flyer.
So
I'll get
a flyer, actually. And
I'll post that.
I do, too.
Okay.
Yeah, make the drive. It's one of those things where it's stuff that we do every day in our life anyways. You know, we pay $10, $15 to get your car washed somewhere. And, you know, be a good person. Drive an extra 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Go to somewhere where it makes a difference in somebody else's life.
I would much rather do that.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Makes perfect sense
for a good
to me.
Cause, yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, it's for a good cause. Good peeps.
You know what I'd much rather do?
What's that?
John!
You know, Aaron, I was trying to have a serious conversation right now about my niece that was like practically my daughter and talk about the issues she's going through.
Look at the gay love going on.
Nice. Yeah.
I just said that I would take my car out
over, right on.
To the car wash. Okay.
All right.
And I got shocked for it.
What's that? Say that again, Jack.
We were actually reminiscing because today, sorry, I'm trying not to cry. Today was actually the day that we lost one of our brothers from the SC scene from back in the. Sorry, it's still kind of hard. But when we lost Michael, it was a huge shock to the community at the time. And today is actually the day.
The anniversary. Yeah. Cancer?
No.
It was out of nowhere.
Just like
sudden death.
It was Chumps.
Yeah, I remember when Chumps died. And today's anniversary. What club was he with, Jeff?
Metropolis Most Wanted.
Yep. And how long ago? That was only like a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, it was. The crazy thing is that
talking to that mic, Jeff.
I had just gone to his page a couple days ago, and like I didn't even realize I just put "I miss you" on it, and today's the anniversary.
Yeah.
It was. 4 years ago.
Yeah. 4 years ago.
4 years ago.
Now, I remember when that happened. And, you know, it's unfortunate. I mean, cancer's a motherfucker. Chumps was something more, you know, just.
Yeah, it was just sudden. We actually were hanging out with him that Sunday. And his last picture on his Instagram is actually me and him. And we had we hung out the whole day. And then a couple of days later, he was in the hospital. And that was it.
Yeah.
Moral of the story, folks, we are never promised tomorrow. Say you love you, and I love you to the people that you care about.
Heck yeah, man.
You know, in this social club community, I mean, we try to keep this show where it's not all about the social club community, but we do delve into it. And, you know, the different patches,
you know, we might talk a little crap here and there and go back and forth and make fun and just have a little, you know, competition and all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, it's one big family, you know, and, when somebody...
For sure. That's where the same patch, different patch, same love comes from.
You don't know what the fuck you're talking about, Aaron.
Yeah. Same love, different patch.
Same love, different patch.
Yeah, that one. So anyways, I think with that being said, I think, Tom, if we go any further with the show, it's just going to go nowhere for more time. I mean, is there something else that we need to talk about?
Nope, but I think we should just keep going, so...
We need to keep going.
I don't think we've cleansed Aaron of his
racial
hatred.
So? Kind of feel the same way about that.
You do?
Yeah.
And I want you as
yeah. He's got something about black dick, apparently.
Oh my!
Since I have a black penis, I'm feeling a little triggered. Right now.
I don't even know what the fuck is playing on my computer.
Hold on. Just going sideways.
Oh yeah!
I know what's playing in the studio.
The Aaron remix. Yeah, that's good shit. I like that's my favorite song.
Oh, I listen to it every day, time after time.
Son of a bitch, man.
Aaron, you know we're on a new network today. We're on YouTube and Twitch, and I don't really have to be over there cussing the whole time and just like freaking out. Like
I will not cuss anymore.
You won't.
No, I won't.
Are you sure about that?
Can you personally apologize to the two watchers we have on Twitch right now?
Two watchers on Twitch.
Two watchers. Can you apologize, please? Make it from the heart.
Okay. So the first one is for ChodeLicker 3000.
That's the one. That's the viewers we have on Twitch right now.
That's the first viewer.
ChodeLicker 3000.
What's the name?
ChodeLicker 3000.
ChodeLicker 3000.
Yeah, make it count.
I apologize from the bottom of my heart for my profanity.
And who is our second listener?
I don't know if I should say this one.
I'll go right ahead.
I have to.
Say it.
Hitler did nothing wrong, 97.
Wow.
Well, they're pretty correct. Hitler didn't do anything wrong in 97.
You think Hitler did nothing wrong is funny? You think that shit's fucking funny?
I know. I did see. There was a lot of laughter there.
The viewers.
To Hitler did nothing wrong.
Really? You think Hitler did nothing wrong?
I'm addressing to that person because I don't know his real name or her real name, whatever. Okay, I don't know that user's real name. I apologize from the bottom of my profanity.
The bottom of his heart. More than the bottom of his heart.
I think he just doesn't want to get shocked.
I think that's pretty much the case right now.
All right. Tom, I think this is probably the worst show that we ever done in the history of our shows.
No, I think it was pretty good. I think when you listen back, I think it's going to be pretty good.
I had the most fun ever today.
Reparations. Reparations are always fun.
Entire time.
I did.
I've been feeling like that guy from Trailer Park Boys that just holds a drink in his hand the whole time. And just
Julian.
Yeah, this was a Julian show for me.
Well, I hope he had fun.
There wasn't really a lot. I still enjoy myself.
There wasn't apparently
really a lot.
Aaron,
going
can
on
you shut the fuck up for 1 minute so we can close the show?
Jake and I are trying to talk.
We're trying to shut the fuck up.
He just can't control us. Earlier, now that I think of it, he said that he was developing Tourette's. Are you making fun of handicapped people?
No, I'm not making fun of
handicapped. You're making fun of people with a handicap? No. Is that what you're doing?
I'm actually getting used to the shock right now a little bit. What? Hold on.
I don't know what just happened. I don't know what the fuck just... He just like flexed like the Rock and shit.
I hope everybody in the audience got to see that face right now.
Holy shit. What was that?
Oh my God.
I don't know if he was going to blow... Oh, he's trying.
We're going to hold right now, okay?
All right, well, I think it's time that we say goodnight.
Yeah.
Tom, it's 9:40. God damn, we run a shit show.
But it's pretty fucking epic, though.
I had fun.
Aaron, do you want to say goodbye to the listeners?
I think you should. Actually, I think he should take us out.
Aaron, say goodbye.
Goodbye, listeners.
We didn't hear you.
Goodbye, listeners!
Why do you gotta yell at our listeners?
I know. Why? There's a lot of anger towards our listeners.
Okay.
Can you say it heartfelt, please?
From all of us at Radio Underland to our listeners, thank you and good night.
Good night, everybody.
feeling us out there tonight. Woo! Yeah, we're gonna keep it going. Check it from the old school to the new school.
And I guess who loves you more? Guess who loves you more?
And more.
Guess who treats you better?
Me, baby.
Girl, me. That's right, me. Ooh. When you gon' see, wake up and see. Guess who loves you more? Guess who treats you better?
Me, baby.
Girl, me. That's right, me. When you gon' see, wake up and lady, lady, lady. My darling, darling, baby. I wanna restore your hope. Forget about the past. This shit gon' last. I wanna drive in, wanna rock you to sleep the right way. What I'm trying to say is,
I guess I
love you more, love you more. Oh, 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 baby. Girl, me, oh, that's right, me. Baby, I said I'm gonna love you, I'll love you.
How I felt and believe tonight again.